So I was going to do, I think, 4 or 5 podcasts today, I said. Well, I'm back home, so here's another one. It was before. I think I have 3 or 4 work. Okay. So this one's about cell phone companies like Verizon, AT&T, and they broadcast how many cell phones they signed up last quarter. And their numbers weren't really high. They're in a couple hundred thousands. And everyone's like, oh, man, look, you know, it's done. And I'm like, you know what, it is, right? Because everyone who has a cell, everyone who's American pretty much has a fucking cell phone now. Now, they kind of hit that limit where people who have contract phones have contract phones. The people who don't have contract phones don't have them. They just go pay as you go. Got a guy at work like that. He had AT&T, got the Nexus phone, and he just does, you know, pay as you go. He doesn't do the pay a contract, you know, and working out for him, that's fine, you know, good for him. I just think it's kind of funny that, you know, people are like, what are they going to do? I'm like, well, you know, now it's that time where companies have to actually lower their prices and increase their service quality to attract customers to come away from the other phones that they're on. Like, everyone's a Verizon iPhone, but it looks like, you know, AT&T, by doing that deal with the iPad, you know, $30 is really cheap for all you can access internet service. So, you know, that automatically extended their contract at least 6 months, probably longer. And, you know, the new iPhone's coming out this June. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, exclusivity's over. But the real question is it? I don't think it is. I think AT&T's willing to pay, you know, extra money, whatever it takes, to keep the iPhone on their service. And I don't blame them at all, because it's keeping them afloat. And, you know, personally, besides my drop calls while I'm doing my podcast, if you listen to my longer one, that's the only real issue I have with my phone. I get 3G coverage most places I go. I mean, I am in Maryland, so a little different for me out here, because, you know, DC's got coverage, Baltimore, all the way through where I'm at, has 3G coverage, and Verizon service wanks out the same places this one does. Only thing I wish is, you know, when I'm out to the middle of nowhere in Kansas, I had 3G, but I don't know if AT&T has, or Verizon has 3G out there. And their 3G is slower, and I'm like, I don't really want a slower internet just because it means it's in more places. My price tag wouldn't change. My price would actually increase because the discount I get from Wells Fargo on my AT&T bill is like 28% off. And I know it's only like 20-something, 21 or 22 with Verizon. Maybe 25 at the highest. I think I might have heard of that, somebody said. But it's still less. So I know my bill would increase. You know, and I'm kind of like, for my area, you know, for how often I use my phone for calling. And I mean, like at home, talk to people, you know, on the phone pretty regularly. I don't drop calls. It's only when I get on those long podcasts that it starts happening. So, I mean, is it worth switching to Verizon? No. I mean, I still have a year left of my contract, I believe. So if I upgrade, I'll have another 2 years left or whatever. So that's what I did last time, was when I got the 3GS, I had a year to go, and I extended it by a year, bring it back to 2 years. And, you know, I'm probably going to get the new iPhone 4G. Well, it's technically the third generation iPhone, because the 3G is actually a second version of the first gen, and the 3GS is technically the second generation phone. So it's technically a 3G phone. They're always calling the 4G because it's the fourth iteration of the iPhone. So who knows? My sister wants it. I want it. My mom plans to take my 3GS. So, you know, I don't mind sticking with AT&T as long as I got my Apple iPhone fix. Yeah, the fix.